Good morning. My name is Jed Brown. I'm the senior pastor of Grace Church. If you are our guest this morning, I wanted to just say what a great privilege it is that you join us this morning. Welcome. In order to introduce our speaker this morning, I need to brag on God a little bit first. I was sitting in Pete's Coffee, and I think you're going to hear the story again from Victor's perspective. But I was sitting in Pete's Coffee trying to get some work done when I hear behind me a group of 10 or so public school teachers or City College professors all discussing how they were having success using their classrooms as platforms to recruit students to their political ideologies and their sexual ethics and their racial divisions and solutions to racial divisions, all of it with the express intent of it being secret to the parents of the students. And I was irritated. I came there to study, right? I was irritated, and yet I knew that there's no power in it. For since I came to Grace, since I came to California, I've been praying that God would knit our church together with other like-minded churches of different skin pigments and ethnicities and cultures. After all, we are one in Christ, as we will hear today, and we're commanded to disciple the nations, and God has brought the nations here to Elk Grove in Greater Sacramento. But in that moment in the coffee shop, I was irritated. And I really wanted God in that moment to show his superior power to unite the peoples together, not by man's manipulation, but by his son. So I was irritated, and I was clueless. And all I knew to do in response to this was look around the room, and sitting two chairs down from me was a man with really cool running shoes. And so with all this going on in the background, all I knew to do in my irritation, but a little bit of faith in God, was to ask this man, hey, how do you like those shoes? I was irritated, but I think God was chuckling. Because 2 hours later, 2 hours of talking about the Lord, crying about the Lord, laughing in the Lord, I was given a friend by the Lord in Victor. Sorry, I didn't mean to do this, but just really good. So why is Victor qualified to preach today? Why is that? After all, he's not a pastor. He's a professor of music at William Jessup University. Yet, in my experience, there are plenty of credentialed pastors in pulpits today that are actually part of the problem that Victor desires to solve. God is not into credentials as much as the American church. Now, Victor is qualified because he loves our Lord. And he loves the Lord's people. He loves the bride, the church. Yes, he wants to unite Christians of different races together, but that's only an outgrowth of his love of Jesus and his church. Victor's been an answer to prayer for me. He invited me to his prayer meetings, and these prayer meetings, which I've enjoyed with some of you who are here today. I got to tell you, Victor's mother, whenever I hear her pray, I'm like, all right, buckle up, we're going to heaven. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's my turn? Oh, okay. Because I just want to sit in this. And it has been just been blessing after blessing. So, again, I said I want to brag on God because this is God's doing. I'm not smart enough for this. You aren't either. Only God is. So, Brother Victor, will you come, please, and open the word for us this morning? And do you mind if I pray one more time? Lord, thank you for Victor. Thank you for your manifold gifts to us in Christ. Some of them are so obvious to us, and some of them we don't see them coming. And it's just because you are just so, as we just sang, so gracious to your people. So I pray now, will you continue that grace? Will you do yet still more? Will you do more than we can even think to ask for right now? Will you bless us through your word? Through my brother Victor, we pray. Amen. You realize you got to preach now. I'm going to leave the stage. All right. God is good.
I know where to start.
There you go.
Oh, God. Okay. This is not in my notes. About in 2018, I went to a conference and a white man, Caucasian man, laid hands on me, and he laid hands on me. I fell out. I don't ask you guys to agree with it, but something happened to me. In that moment, 4 years ago, I started to realize that there is a kingdom above this kingdom that a lot of us have ignored. And in that moment, through that experience, I've been very passionate about bringing the body of Christ together. Because when we look at all these systems outside the church, I can mention them, Affirmative Action, Black Lives Matter, Tea Party. I can go through all that stuff, right, left, conservative, I'm liberal, I'm not. I don't know how Jed voted. Honestly, I don't care. Because me and Jed's relationship, it started with the right foundation. And what we've done, if we started our relationships on the wrong foundation. I love some Jed. So you guys have prayed for me this morning. Dan, he prayed my sermon. I mean, just so much prayer this morning. I am so messed up. I mean, people are touching me and hugging on me. So much love in the house. I mean, there's a gentleman over here. I don't even know the gentleman. He's over there. We're over hugging hands. We don't even know each other. We're rubbing each other's hands and stuff. I thought his wife was going to smack my hand at some point. I said, what are you doing? You know, guys don't do that. Guys don't cry. We don't hold hands. I do. I cry and I hold hands. So me and the brother right here, he's over there rubbing my hand. I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. You know, in the book of Revelation, in chapter 7, and we talked about it. Everybody talked about it in verse 9. We talk about heaven, but today when I look around today, I am fascinated that there's salt and pepper. And we can do, when I see this, I almost want to take a picture and blast it to show all the other denominations, all the other naysayers that we're doing it this morning. It can be done because we're doing it. It's not what we're actually doing. I'm looking around and I'm seeing all different type of denominations. I'm seeing all different kind of, we're age groups. I mean, we have some 14-year-olds here and we have some. The kingdom of God is not just multiracial, multi-ethnic. It's multi-generational. What happened? What happened? What happened? When I look today, I'm thinking, so you mean to tell me that 14-year-olds can come in fellowship and hear a message from alongside the other age group, the upper group? Seniors. Okay, thank you, seniors. Isn't that fascinating that we look around? Okay, I'll talk about me. What fascinated me about me and Jed's encounter was the fact that I was in Peace Coffee by myself, and everybody in Peace Coffee, they were all white. I was only black in here, Hillnail Grove Boulevard. We have a couple of Peace employees that are here today, so they're here today. Thank you, Peace Coffee. Yeah, they're here today. And we were sitting there, and it fascinated me that I was sitting there by myself, and then Pastor Jed was sitting there, and he looked over, and he didn't ask me what my political affiliation was. Do I believe in critical race theory? He didn't ask me, what political party are you part of? How do you give your money? What church do you go to? What denomination? We didn't do any of that. We talked about New Balance shoes. I mean, I'm thinking about who stands up and talks about New Balance shoes. Okay, all right. There's a passage of scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. There's a passage of scripture. This is the scripture that the Holy Spirit gave me after me and Jed's encounter. He didn't give it to me during. It was later on. I said, what happened? And it says, this is what the scripture says. It says, stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. I mean, when I saw that, I was like fascinated that I'm like, oh, so that means that I sat with people sometime and I didn't tell them the truth. I didn't, not you guys, I didn't. That day when me and Jed were sitting down, it fascinated me that what I did is I looked up the slogan. I beat you this to this, Jed. You didn't get this part because he took all my whole sting out of that one. So, but I got you on this, Jed. I looked at this. I went home and I said, I know somehow the Holy Spirit was connected to the New Balance shoes. Oh, I have them on, by the way. I don't know if you guys can see them, but they're on. Love you, brother. Okay. Okay. And this what I did is the Holy Spirit is inside of all of us and he's talking to all of us. Let me tell you what I did, not you guys. The Holy Spirit used to talk to me and I just ignored it. The Holy Spirit would say things to me and I just said, not now. I'm not going to talk to that person now. That's happened to me so many times. And once I had that encounter where the Holy Spirit got me real good and I got cleaned up and got set free and delivered and all of that, now I can like, man, I love every one of you guys. Me and Jed had this discussion. I told Jed, I said, Jed, my real brothers and sisters are the ones, Jesus said, who do the will of God. Maybe I should stick to my notes. This is what I told Jed. I said, Jed, it took me a long time to understand this. I didn't understand. I shared this with Marcus, a good friend of mine. I didn't understand that Jesus said that our real family, you guys were raised with blood is thicker than? Right. If someone hits you, hit them back, right? That's not, none of that stuff's in the Bible. No, really. That's what we were taught. We say, well, you know, if they hit you hit them back. Blood's thicker than water. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus says your real family is the ones who do the will of God. So what I have to do now, I have to give up some black folk. I have to say, no, why are you hanging out with Jed? Why are you hanging out with Jed? Because in my heart, you know what I believe about Pastor Jed? I really believe he wants to do the will of God. So what happens now, I've elevated from culture, racial culture, and now I've come up to the kingdom. Now, that doesn't mean I get rid of that because, I mean, my pants have, I mean, they have two colors in them. You know, I love when people say, I don't see color. The rainbow had colors. I'm not talking about LGBT. I'm not talking about that. That's another discussion. But I'm saying you do see colors. There's colors here. I'm trying to get them together. What I'm saying is that there's going to be some African-American professors, friends, pastors. There's going to be some Caucasian, some Russian, some Hispanic, Asian brothers. And if I don't think feel like they're doing the will of God, then I can't connect with them. If they're not believers, I definitely can't connect with them. Jesus is telling us, the ones who do the will of God, those are your real brothers and sisters. I was raised to think blood is thicker than water. I was raised to think if you hit them, if it hits you, you hit them back. The kingdom, it functions totally different. Now, I didn't always know that. I had to have an encounter with him. Because people say, you're really eccentric. They say you're kind of eclectic. And I'm thinking, you know, when they say that, I'm thinking, what does that mean? Because I want to follow the kingdom? I think what we've done, in a lot of ways, what we've done is we've allowed that system out there to come in here. Can I tell you guys something I struggle with this morning? You guys hear something I struggle with this morning? I struggle coming in the door thinking how friendly and nice you guys would be. That's honest. Because I'm human, when you're black and you come to a congregation like that, you wonder how friendly they're going to be. That's the truth. I tell the brothers that. And when you're white and you go to, hey, oh, woo, 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 yeah, I love you, Lord. I'm not going to do that today. But, you know, when you hear those kind of churches, you know, and you walk in and you wonder, are those folk going to be nice to you? That's what we do. If you're not using the word of God as a foundation, as a springboard, then it all gets messed up. That's part of the problem. So when I came in today, I was overwhelmed with so much love from you guys. It's like, man, it was just, I didn't cry so much. I'm so burnt out right now. I didn't cry so much. And I mean, everybody's touching me and holding on to me. It's just the love. That's the key. The love. That's the key. We got to do the love thing. You heard this? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's. Okay, the world sings that song, but you know what fascinates about a lot of these songs that I used to play and I learned and mastered? What was wrong with me? They had no answer. They had no answer. You hear the song says no answer. This is not a criticism of anything we've done in terms of bringing the body of Christ together. But let me tell you guys this. whatever happened before that we were doing, I figured it out. It didn't work. It just didn't work. It didn't work. We did missions, we did evangelism, we did all this stuff, and I'm thinking, well, why is it ain't working? It's working here today because Jed came across the railroad tracks. He did. He stepped up and said, hey man, what kind of shoes you got on? And I looked up the slogan, New Balance. I wanted to look it up and say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to, you're talking to us, all of us. And this is what it said. It's, they have four pillars. Does anybody know the four pillars of New Balance? Guess what? I didn't know it either. I'm so out of it that I didn't even know that the Holy Spirit would even speak to Jed through some shoes to get us together to get me here today. To have this, I would have never thought that. Then I went online. I said, let me see what their four pillars are. First pillar, we stand for something bigger than sneakers. That's great. I like that. Bigger. Second pillar, we champion those who are fearlessly driven by their passions. Wow. I love sharing Jesus with anybody I see. Ever since that encounter, it doesn't matter to me. You guys want to hear a quick short story? Okay, it's a short. I'll make a short, Jay. Okay. I'm at Starbucks Coffee on Fulton and Marconi a couple months ago, and there was a guy, the Lord highlights things to me. There's a guy rolling in with his daughter. His daughter's in the vehicle. I'm following this vehicle, and they're driving really slow. And I'm behind them, and they're driving really slow. So me and Jed have something in common. Something else in common. I was irritated. I'm driving, and this car pulls around. And what happens is I go a different direction because I'm going to Starbucks quicker than them. No. Really. I pulled around. They beat me to Starbucks. They get in line, and I'm looking at this couple. It's an old guy. He had on these jeans. He had some boots, a big belt buckle. He's kind of slumped over like this. And the Lord kept highlighting him and his daughter. I kept looking at them. And I'll tell the Holy Spirit, I said, not now. Don't make me do that now. And so I'm looking at him, and his name is Harry. And I go to Starbucks, and he orders his drink. I order my drink. And when they pull the drinks out, instead of him and his daughter's drink together, they do my drink and his drink together. So the Holy Spirit speaks to everybody in here. He's talking to us. We just don't obey. He's talking to us. He's talking to me, and I did it because I used to be disobedient. So they say, Victor and Harry. And I was like, oh, God. We're together. What are you doing? Like, we're together. I walk up to the guy, and I see the Nazi sign. You guys seen it before. White supremacist sign. I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. Yep, I saw it. I ministered to them. That's fine. I got Jesus. And I'm like, okay, so this is training, right? Yeah, this is your training. So I walk up to him. Lord's like, talk to him. I'm like, what am I going to say? I don't know him. He got the thing on. I saw the thing. Look at that. What am I going to do with that? I know what that means. So you guys understand we have this thing called black anger, and we have another thing called white fear. Now we have a thing called white guilt. Like I tell the brothers, they want to do better, but they feel so guilty. That's real talk right there. That's real talk. And I put the brothers, black angry brother with the white fear, I put them both together, and I say, Jesus is the answer. That's the answer. So I'm saying, Lord, I don't want to speak to this guy. He said, you got to talk to him. And I said, okay, talk, I'll say it. I said, what kind of drink did you order? I said, he told me the drink. I said, oh, that's nice. He said, what kind of drink did you order? Here I am talking to this gentleman. I said, wow, how many shots did you get? He said, I got four shots in there. I said, I didn't get any shots. And I said, I was watching you and your daughter, how you interact with her. I said, man, you're blessed to have a daughter. She's kind of taking you around. And it's such a blessing, brother. He goes, yeah, it is. And I could see he was struggling health-wise. And I looked at him. He looked at me. He said, you're a nice guy. Oh, okay. I'm finally getting it. And he looked at me on his way out. And he said, thanks for talking to me today. What I've done is held you guys accountable for all the past. What I wanted to do is hold him accountable for his past. There's only one answer. We get free with this. This is what frees us from that stuff, y'all. That's what does it. That's what does it. Because I let some of that system come into me, then I wasn't a kingdom man. I consider myself a kingdom man. I'm not conventional. I'm not religious. I'm not traditional. If people say, what's the most important thing to you? The love of God, love the Lord thy God with my heart, my soul, and my mind, and all my strength. That's how we can do it. If we can encounter him, I can promise you, man, I know I'm black, but when you encounter him, color don't matter. I don't see color. I talk to people about seeing color all the time. Now I'm saying I don't see. But you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I do see it, but like, I don't care if you guys are black or white or green or yellow. I mean, does not represent LGBT. Okay, so let me get that out the way. So that I like colors. My shirt does not represent Black Lives Matter because there are different kind of unities. That's not a criticism of them either. There's a difference between world unity and biblical unity. There's a difference. There's a difference. And so sometimes what happens is we taken that out there and brought it in here, and then we try to find, well, it ain't worked for so many years. That's because we have to get to the kingdom principles are what work. That's hard to do unless we're in intimate relationship with him where we're crucifying our flesh and getting rid of us, and it's all about him. We have to do that on a regular basis. If I don't do it, then I slip back and I say, I'm not talking to that dude with that emblem on his head. But when you love him, he's number one, all of a sudden, yeah, that doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. The night after me and Jed, the same day me and Jed met on Friday, December, the day I met Jed was December 17th, 2021 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Pete's. What fascinated me about me and Jed's conversation, when I asked him, I found he was a pastor. That was the buzzword. Whenever I heard the word pastor or Christian, I immediately go to John 17. I had one pastor in Elk Grove. He said, you need to get some tattoos. I said, say what? He said, you get some tattoos and say John 17. That's all you talk about. So it was my inroad to like, let's talk about John 17, Jed. Let's do this. Now, I didn't know anything about that. This is our first encounter. So these are the topics that me and Jed talked about. Our first encounter, vanilla with chocolate. Vanilla with chocolate. That's right. That's right. It was good. We talked about John 17. I remember us talking about homelessness. We talked about segregation for a while, political idolatry, racism, Minister Martin Luther King. We even talked about COVID and vaccines. You guys know when we start talking about that, it's going to be some holy fights. I mean, carnal fights, sorry. I mean, but me and Jay were able to have that discussion about that. We shared some very intimate discussion. First encounter. Why? How can we talk about Jim Crow, redlining, all slaves, George Floyd, homelessness, segregation in our churches, political idolatry, racism, Martin Luther King, civil rights, COVID, vaccines, LGBT, and we ended with LGBTQ community. See, yeah, we ended. How can we do that and walk away in our first counter? 2 hours later, they put us out of Pete's, and we're hugging on each other. We love you, bro. And we're exchanging numbers. How does that work? How does that work? I can go in some other neighborhoods and see people that look like me, and I had that same encounter. How does that work? He was willing to come across the railroad tracks and say, them shoes you got on. George Floyd, you guys know what happened with George Floyd, right? So I'm gonna tell you guys what happened with George Floyd with me, my own encounter. George Floyd gets killed on May 25th, 2020. And so I see that, every Sunday I'm having an inner healing Zoom meeting online with black and white men together. We did that all during the COVID season. We were online, blacks and white men together. Nothing but men, no women, sorry ladies. And we had a great time. And we did inner healing. We talked about tough stuff like alcohol, porn, drugs,